I'm joined in the studio by Guy Clifton. He's a writer and local history buff, and we're here to talk about D.B. Cooper. So right off the bat, who was or is D.B. Cooper?
Well, in 1971, on Thanksgiving Eve, a man named Dan Cooper bought a ticket in Portland, Oregon, and a plane ticket to fly to Seattle. And in mid-flight, he contacted the stewardess on the plane and said, gave her a note that said, "I have a bomb, and you need to sit next to me." And that kind of started the whole D.B. Cooper saga. He hijacked the plane. They landed in Seattle and put $200,000 in cash and three parachutes on it. And the plane took off from Seattle, headed for Mexico, with a plan for a fuel stop in Reno.
And did it ever make it to Reno?
The plane made it to Reno, but the hijacker was not there when the plane arrived.
How did Reno become involved, other than the fact that it was the last stop of the flight, into this whole myth?
They stormed the plane and there was nobody on there, but they ended up keeping the flight crew and everyone on from the plane here in Reno overnight. And they stayed at the Mapes Hotel and were all interviewed by the FBI. So that's Reno's involvement from that point. But then there, 5 days after, on November 29th, a letter arrives at the Reno newspapers, and it's one of those where the words are cut out from a magazine or newspaper, and it said, "Thanks for the hospitality, was in a rut, D.B. Cooper." And so there, and then a subsequent letter came a couple days later that just had a similar wording on there, and those ended up being turned over to the FBI. So that's kind of Reno's claim to fame of the D.B. Cooper case.
Was the veracity of those letters ever confirmed?
I'm not sure that the FBI took them totally seriously. From what the FBI spokesman told me a few years ago in the 30th anniversary, 40th anniversary of it, because the manhunt was obviously up in Washington and the Columbia River area.
Is part of the fascination with this whole mystery the fact that it couldn't happen today, that he did it at a time when aviation security is not what it is today?
Absolutely. Well, that a lot of laws changed because of the D.B. Cooper case. And there were some copycats that happened right after that, including here in Reno. There was a professor's son, and he was in the parachute club at the university, and he hijacked a plane at Reno Airport and took off, and he jumped out around Washoe Lake, and they ended up catching him because he had parked his car not too far off 395 down south and had a parachute club sticker on it. So they staked out his car and they caught him.
And there have been sightings all over the country, obviously, but I'm curious about in Reno if there have been frequent sightings of D.B. Cooper over the years, or people that you've talked to that are convinced that he actually lives in northern Nevada.
Well, I don't know. I've never run into anybody who says that he actually lives here. I've had a lot of contact with people. I wrote a column about the case years ago, and I got a call in the newsroom, and a guy with a very gravelly voice says, "Do you want to know who D.B. Cooper is?" And I laughed and I said, "Well, I think everybody wants to know who D.B. Cooper is." So I went and met this guy. His wife owned an antique shop down in Midtown. And so I met him, and he was a retired police officer. He spun me a long tale about who he thought it was. And I still have the tape of that. I've kept all these years, and one of these days I'm going to go and try to check out his veracity of that story. But it's funny. It's probably one of the greatest unsolved mysteries in American history, along with Amelia Earhart. And one of these days, somebody's going to find something, I hope.
Well, if you have any tips on D.B. Cooper, you can give Guy Clifton a shout if you want to give your contact information.
That's right. You could email me at guy.clifton62@gmail.com.
And also, you can contact us at news@kunr.org, and we promise to follow up, maybe in a timely manner.
You can go on the search with me.
Exactly.
That'd be a great adventure.
Well, thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You just heard from Guy Clifton. He's a writer and local history buff. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Julia Ritchie.